So good afternoon, everyone. One of the common things is especially, and most of you are still working and busy, isn't it? We have a life. And of course, when you just come back from work, it's very difficult to settle down, isn't it? That's quite common. And most, even some very experienced meditator, they try to force themselves to still the mind down. They try to force the mind to settle down. Actually, you have to allow the mind to have that transition period. Because when you've been busy whole day, and you can't stop the mind immediately. So actually, when you do that, it becomes counterproductive. You can't really stop it. Imagine if the vehicles travel so fast and then you try to make it stop. It's a topple over, isn't it? The mind is also the same. Sometimes no need to rush. You know. So allow the mind to have that transition period. You have to slow down first, calming the mind down before you go into your breath. Because breath is a more subtle object. So when your mind is busy, your mind is not refined enough to be able to really have the mindfulness, you know, focus on a subtle object like breath. That's why sometimes you have to go from a coarser object, then when your mind is settled, then you go to a more refined object. And that is actually you can't force your mind. You can't use willpower. Actually, it becomes counterproductive. So the Buddhas mentioned that there are five contemplation that actually the Buddhas encourage us to do that. It's best that you can do it every day. So remind us. You can also set this called a five remembrance. So the Buddha said you sometimes we contemplate. Before we start a meditation, we contemplate that I'm subject to old age. I'm not beyond. But sometimes we worry about so much about our physical, isn't it? And we're getting old, we don't like it. And sometimes, especially it's when someone is strong, and sometimes when we don't realize that sometimes time's gone by, we're getting old, and they have aches and pains. Sometimes you have people come to me that, you know, they're already in their 70, they're still complaining they have aches and pains. So I said, what do you expect? I said, there's no cure for old age. Sometimes you just have to, you know, remind ourselves, you know, we have forgotten that we already grow old. Even sometimes nowadays, even people in their 30s or so, they already have lots of aches and pains because of the sports. And they have a lot of injuries. And then, you know, sometimes this is the body. And sometimes we remind ourselves, because when we do that reflection, and then we don't actually remind us so that we don't waste so much time. Nowadays, people thinking too much, worrying too much. And that's worrying itself, thinking itself, actually weighs out all your mental energy. That's why you have no energy, because you have no energy. That's why you feel, when you have no energy and your mind don't have the clarity. So isn't that when we have a loss of energy, how do we feel? We have more clarity, we are more alert, isn't it? We are more, our mind is more sharp when we have loss of energy. So that's why sometimes people say, why I'm so tired? Why I'm so sleepy? Why I can't focus? I said, because you think too much. They say sometimes this helped us, because sometimes things happen, you know, sometimes in the day, maybe we have some things that are not happy that's happening, and that is affect us. We carry that with us. So sometimes we reflect on that, we contemplate of that. Then actually it's remind us that the Buddha said it's good that we remind ourselves, whether you're a monastic or you're a lay person, that we remind ourselves we are not beyond, we're subject to old age. This is the body. And then he said that the second contemplation, the Buddha also is that I'm subject to sickness. I'm not beyond. So sometimes when we get sick, sometimes we get so frustrated when we get sick, when we're not well, isn't it? And especially those who have been very healthy, when they get sick, it's something that, like, you know, that how can this happen to me? How could this happen to me? And then you have a lot of resentment. So that's why sometimes we focus on that, we remind, because we tend to forget. That's why it's always bring us back to accept that. And also, It's also one way to really sink in, to penetrate into that this is part of life and is impermanent. So this is so that we don't waste so much time worrying about our sickness. Doesn't mean that we don't look after our body, but sometimes our mental state, you know, that worrying actually you make your illness even worse, isn't it? Sometimes there is only slightest pain, and the more you think about it, the more pain you have, isn't it? You reinforce that. So that's it. Remind us that I'm not beyond. And also it's helped us also when we meditate, when we have aches and pain, and we just remind ourselves that we come to a place of acceptance, accepting this is part of the body. The body will get sick. You know, we are not beyond. So when we accept whatever we experience right now that's unpleasantness, actually it's helped to calm our mind down. We are not fighting because we tend to fight, because the resentment, because we don't want this, is unpleasant. So we have that kind of rejection, ill will towards that feelings, that sensation. So when we have that, how come your mind become peaceful? You cannot become peaceful. You can't become peaceful. So that's it. You when you do that, you know, no need to rush into to focus on the breath. Just a little bit of time, contemplate on that, reflect on that. And you can do that like breathing in. I'm subject to sickness. Breathing out, I'm not beyond sickness. So this is actually this is how we keep brainwash ourselves and keep, you know, to penetrate through. Because sometimes theoretically it's like, yeah, we know that we're going to grow old. You know, yeah, we know that we will get sick. But how many of us truly come to a place of acceptance, isn't it? It's very difficult. When we are healthy, we think that we are okay. When we get sick, we think that's the end of the world. But actually, the fact that we have the body, so what do we expect? That's why we get sick. And some people, why me? Why I have this illness? Why not? Because we have this body. That's why if we have this body, we're bound to get sick, we're bound to get old. This is part of the nature. We of that nature. And then we contemplate on, we subject to death. So I'm not beyond. I'm not beyond death. So actually, this also arouses the sense of urgency. Like part one of this contemplation, mindfulness on death, actually will remind you that, you know, I'm breathing in, you know, breathing in, I'm subject to death, I'm not beyond. So when we die, so we have to leave everything behind. So, and we don't know when we are going to die. So then we become more appreciative. Imagine if you reflect on that, I might die any moment, because most of the people that don't think they will die, isn't it? We would, you know, even though we say, yeah, we will die one day, but deep down, we are unable to really acknowledge that, to accept that, isn't it? But this is really bring in, and it's also helped to arouse us the sense of urgency, to really appreciate the fact that I'm still alive. It's such a blessing that I'm still alive. I used to do this a lot when I was in Thailand, mindfulness on death. Actually give me so much energy, arouse so much energy, especially first thing in the morning when I get up. Then I was like, yeah, such a blessing that I'm still alive. And I become like, every single breath that has become so precious. The fact that I'm still breathing, wow, I'm still, you know, actually that give you that sense of urgency, and then you really appreciate. Because we tend to take it for granted, or we can just breathe, isn't it? As like we can just walk. We take it for granted until when you have injuries, you can't walk for a few months, then you realize that. It's just the fact that you'll be able to walk is such a blessing. The fact that we're still breathing is such a blessing, and arouse the sense of urgency. When you have this sense of urgency, it gives you lots of energy. I remember when I do that, I do a lot. But of course, there's some people get to the negative side, you know. Oh yeah, since I'm going to die, why is bother? But rather than to arouse that the positive, wholesome qualities that we really appreciate, that the fact that we're still alive, and then we remind ourselves we can die anytime. Isn't it? If you know that you can do, if you remind yourself, since you know, by our, you won't spend so much time on really churning about what happened this afternoon, what people have said to me, what how terrible the person is, because sometimes it affect us, isn't it? What happening in the day, you know, when we got back, you know, sometimes depends. When we are in good mood, it's easy to meditate. When sometimes things goes not really smooth, and that is affect us, and very difficult to calm down, the mind become calm, and to settle the mind is very difficult. So sometimes it's helpful to use this skillful means, you know, to remind ourselves so that we don't waste all the time and energy in thinking about it, worrying about it. Because if we keep doing that, we develop the habit, and this is not a very good habit. When you develop that habit of worrying too much, thinking too much, I come across people that they worry too much, and they said that they feels like if they're not worrying, it's like not me, you know, like they're not used to it, like becomes like habit. Even those that habit bring them so much suffering, but you cannot help it. It's just like an addiction, you can't help it. So that's why this contemplation also help us to stop the mind, you know, into all this thinking, because sometimes you can't help it with a thinking, especially people worrying so much, thinking too much. And actually this kind of contemplation is help. And then when you focus on that, your mind will not thinking about all the what's happening before, what happenings this afternoon. So you focus on that, also you remind yourself, you know, then you contemplate on that, and then this helps you to penetrate through. Because sometimes theoretically, yes, we agree with that. But how many of us truly living the understanding? And this really helps us to really sink in. So when we always do that, actually it really helps that you develop that qualities. And then the fourth one, that is all that is mine. Beloved and pleasing will be otherwise, we will be separated from me. Then we are not beyond that. Come to a time that even however much we love our loved one, our beautiful partner, you know, our children, our beautiful house that we have to leave all this behind. We can't take it with us. So so that sometimes people suck into so much into, you know, accumulated things, accumulate and spend so much time, and then they become so tired. Then you remind us that we can't take this with us. We have to leave all this behind. I remember sometimes ago, someone said to me that I find myself, and this person said to me, I find myself that when my family, nothing happened, my children okay, my meditation is really good, going on well. So anything happened to my family, I can't meditate. When I sit down, I keep thinking about them. For example, say, if my children, they have argument, they quarrel, then I keep thinking about them and I cannot meditate. Oh, everything goes smooth, my meditation is good. So I said, your children already grown up. You let them, you know, sort out themselves. If they have argument, it's normal. You know, brothers and sisters, siblings sometimes have some argument. Life is like that. It's not always smooth, isn't it? So you have the confidence, you have the trust in your children that they will sort it themselves. They're already grown up adult. Let it. That's why this is the attachment. So that's why we have to remind ourselves to, we have to, because we have to let it go one day, whether you it's not up to us, you know, that when we're going to leave, isn't it? When time comes, you know, whether you like it or not, you have to leave everything behind. We cannot say that I'm not ready. So there's a, and there's a, because people get affected. So when things move, there's a, I got good meditation. When everything goes not smooth, and then she just carry with her, Even though she's in the monastery, her mind is still with the family. Sometimes people carry the whole family with them when they come to the monastery. Physically is here, mentally they still bring with them. So they said it's also good that we remind ourselves. So actually if we keep doing that, reminding ourselves, and it will really help us to let go little by little, little by little. That's why it's good that we contemplate on this. And the fifth one is that we are the owner of our own karma. So we are not beyond. So we will carry nothing we can take with us. The only thing we can take is the quality of mind, our karma that go with us. So that's why we remind ourselves. So sometimes we have to just let our children be. Sometimes, yes, we want to help our best friend or our parents, our sibling, our children, but sometimes they have their own karma. So sometimes, yes, we how much we can help. I think, you know, we can't really sort everybody's problem, but we can always, doesn't mean that we cannot care. We can always care for them. So that is also sink in to remind us. So when we do this contemplation, it's help us, you know, and also stop us from sucking in into that thinking about it, and its effect, and your mind become very difficult to settle. So no need to rush, you know, into the breath, unless that day you're in a very good mood, you can easily sit down, you can easily focus on your breath, it's okay. I'm not saying that you have to do this. So that's what you have to know. How to make use of these different kinds of skillful means. Like sometimes you need to do loving kindness meditation, you know, sometimes you need to do some contemplation and reflection, and this has helped you to calm your mind down. So when your mind settle, so you go back to the breath. So then, and then we have to have this transition period. So you have to let the mind calm down first, and we do contemplation. So when we do that, when the mind calm down, so go to the breath. So now we can start our guided meditation. Choose a comfortable posture. And just relax your body. And bring your awareness to your body. Is there any tension? Tightness in your body, and try to relax your body. Just take a few moments to have the full attention on your body. And try to relax your body as much as you could. So when your body relax, your mind become more settled. You just begin with the breathing exercise. Breathing in, I know I subject to old age. breathing out. I'm not beyond old age. Breathing in, I'm subject to sickness. Breathing out, I'm not beyond sickness. Breathing in, I'm subject to death. Breathing out, I'm not beyond death. Breathing in, my loved one, all that is dear to me, will leave me. Breathing out, I can't take them along with me. Breathing in, I'm the owner of my own karma. Breathing out, the only thing I can bring with me is my karma, the quality of my mind. As our mind become more settled, you should put your awareness, your attention onto your breath, just simply watching your breath. Appreciating every single breath. That we breathe in and breathe out. Breathing in and out. Every single breath is so precious. We are thankful. The breath keeps us alive. We are grateful and content that we are still breathing. Okay. The first question is, how did you learn to let go? Oh, it's a very deep question. Actually, the letting go itself will not happen overnight. You can't just, I do it once and it's let go. It takes lots of practice. It's a whole path of practice of letting go. So you have to, first of all, you have to learn to restrain yourself first, keeping precepts, because keeping precepts is help you to be more aware of your speech, your actions, and actually to develop your mindfulness. Because you can't let go if you don't even know what you're holding on, isn't it? The first of all, you have to develop the clarity. You have to develop your mindfulness. You have enough awareness, clarity to see yourself. Sometimes we don't even know that things that, you know, that we're still holding on to. And even sometimes things that after over a year, many, many years, we think that we already let go, isn't it? And then one day we realize that you still hold on to that. So that's like, because of some of those things that we still hold on to that really, really ingrained and deep down, they're buried inside. And the whole path of practice is that, you know, when we practice, you know, then we take up the top layer and we go deeper and then another layer. And this is how the practice, when sometimes we practice, sometimes we think that, we let go, we feel peaceful, very calm. Then we over a period of time, we really very calm, very peaceful. And then suddenly, again, that something comes back. Pops up, you know, that, I didn't know that it's there. Because your mind getting more and more refined. So you will go into more and more refined defilements, the more refined that unresolved emotions that bury underneath. If your mind is not refined enough, you're unable to do that. Because you didn't even know that it's there. So the mind has to be refined enough to be able to work on that more refined level defilements. But of course, we have to start with the coarser. We have to go from a coarser level to more refined level. So that's why, first of all, we start to learn to restrain ourselves. Develop, practice present moment awareness. Whatever we do, we apply this, put into our daily life. Whatever we do, try to bring our mind back to present moment awareness. Try to bring it back. Because sometimes that, you know, we are not mindful. We just like automatic pilot. Someone told me that, she said, her mom told her that every morning she goes to work, sometimes she don't even know how she get there. Because her mind is always all over the place, not present. She said, it's quite scary. She said, I don't even know how I get there. She just drive like automatic pilot, but she's just completely not present. That's why it's on automatic pilot, we are not present. That's why, first of all, you have to restrain our mind, you know, restrain our mind. So there is a morality, restrain our mind, especially with our speech, our action, our thoughts, especially these unwholesome thoughts. So in order to be able to see, you know, that the these unwholesome thoughts, actually, you have to develop the clarity. You have to be mindful of that. So that's why first, then you have to practice present moment awareness. You have to apply that in everyday life. Whatever you do, it's okay. Sometimes you still wander off. It's fine. Whenever your mind wander off, you keep bringing back. This is how you keep training your mind. Come back. Until to the point that over a period of time, even though sometimes your mind wander off, actually it won't go far. Like it's just automatically the mind know how to come back. This is how you train your mind. Your mind was just very quick. Like for example, at the beginning, maybe your mind just go all over the place. Sometimes even that, you know, travel to Siberia without knowing how you get there. But then slowly, you be able to catch your mind very fast. Like sometimes that, like, you can catch our mind. Even within chanting, we know our mind go and then we bring the mind back. Actually, it's very, because the mind travels very fast. It's faster than light, imagine. It's very fast. They say you have to be able to see that the mind's on the off, you bring it back, And you have to keep training. It's just like you have to train your mental muscles. You have to keep doing that all the time. So when your muscles become strong, and you have to build up your mindfulness, your awareness. And this is how. Then you keep, that's why you can't let go if you don't even know. That's why, first of all, the letting go is a process. It's not that you can just, any secret recipe, you know, I can tell you, okay, you get done with, I'm let go of everything. You can't do that. You know, it's just like, it's a process. First of all, you have to be able to recognize that. And how to recognize? You have to develop clarity, isn't it? So practice present moment awareness, strengthening your mind, keeping precept, build up your mind. Because keeping precept itself helps to develop your mindfulness, because you're more aware and mindful of our own speech, actions, and thoughts. And this is how it's helped to build up your mindfulness. Then, yes, sitting in meditation is also helped, just calming the mind, stilling the mind. And because when we sit in meditation, it's helped us to develop a stillness. And when we go back to normal life, you know, like daily life, and it's helped us with our mindfulness, strengthen our mindfulness. So we need both. So as a stillness, your level of stillness, your level, you know, you strengthen your stillness, and then your mindfulness will grow, you know. And then when this grow and this grow, this grow, this grow, actually two of them has to be together, hand in hand. So sometimes people, you cannot say, oh, because we concentrate, you're not concentrated, actually your mind becomes still, you're stealing your mind becomes still. So that this is how, you have to have both. And then you start to develop your clarity, then you'll be able to recognize that. You recognize that, oh, I'll be able to see I have certain tendency, I have certain underlying tendency, I react to things in a certain way. Sometimes we don't even know that we have that reaction, isn't it? So until when we practice, we started to see, like yesterday I told people that when I started to practice, I can really see myself like, oh, all this time I was thinking that I'm so kind, I'm so compassionate, but sometimes it's come from my big ego. But as you practice, you can see deeper, deeper, and you see more. You have the more understanding of yourself. So without that understanding, without the clarity, you can't let go. And it's a process. So you have to, first of all, you have to recognize. If you're unable to recognize, What are you going to let go of? You don't even know that what you're holding on, isn't it? So then you be able to acknowledge that. Sometimes even you see that, we find it very difficult to acknowledge. It's, oh, this is not me, and we try to justify. So be able to acknowledge and be able to accept. To accept that, accept ourselves, accept things that you know that, okay, I'm still not perfect. I'm still, you know, sometimes I'm still still have these defilements and causes hurts and harm to others and to myself, and I'm still make mistakes. And you come to a place of acceptance. So acceptance itself is also letting go. Acceptance is letting things be, allow things be. But sometimes we fight a lot. Like when we have unpleasant feelings, we think that it's wrong. I shouldn't feel that way. But if you let it be, it will disappear by itself. So letting go is not getting rid of things. Letting go is letting things be. Acceptance itself is also letting go. We let it be. It's okay. If people care that sometimes I'm a bit grumpy, it's fine. Sometimes I'm not always bright and beautiful, it's fine. Sometimes I a bit, I feel agitated, irritated. Sometimes I feel depressed. This is how you feel. You just recognize, acknowledge, and accept. It will stop by itself. Then we forgive. Then only we can let go. There's no such like a secret recipe that you know you get done with. You know, let go. Then that's it. You can let go. It takes lots of practice. The letting go happen little by little over a period of time. So it's just like Achan Cha said, the more you let go, the happier you are. So this is we let go little by little. We know that, for example, this is how we know that how much we let go. For example, some of the things that we used to bother us, you know, maybe, you know, we will get upset for a week or for a month. But now, maybe we get upset, you know, a week or a few days. So how much suffering we have already lessened? Because someone asked me, how do I know I have any progress in my practice? So I told the person, yes, the Buddha said, you can't really measure. It's very difficult to measure. But you know for yourself, like how you have already lessened your suffering. Like things used to bother you for a long time. Now it doesn't bother you. And maybe it still bother you. But maybe, you know, takes a half a day or sometimes come to a few hours. You can let go easily. But last time you still, you know, churning, you know, thinking about that in the days and nights, you know, for days. But now takes you hours. Imagine how much suffering you have lessened. And this is how the letting go happen, little by little. So, okay, I hope this answers this person's questions. So how can we be more careful with our karma? So the carelessness is come from we are not mindful. We are not mindful of our speech, not mindful of our action that brings harm to others. That's why we have to, we have to strength, we have to practice, you know, restrain our mind, say no. Even sometimes people said nasty thing to us, we make sure we don't say nasty thing to others, because sometimes we think that just because of the person being nasty to me, and then we try to justify, we think that it's okay. That we retaliate, you know, it's okay that I have to give back. So it's okay if people said nasty thing to you, it's the person's problem, it's not our problem. So we look after ourselves. And this is how we be more mindful of our speech and action and be more sensitive that, you know, whatever we do. That's why it's always good that we stop and reflect, like the Buddha said, when we speak, you know, before we speak, we reflect. Is this something that is kind? Is it is helpful? That's why, especially with speech. That's why the Buddha said you have to consider the five conditions. So whether it is kind, whether it is truth, whether it is beneficial, whether it's the right time, right place. Oh, well, you know, if it's not beneficial at all, even though it's the truth, even though you not come from big ego, and then the words that we speak have to be really pleasing to the ears. Some not too harsh. Sometimes people use the words that be a bit harsh, and it sometimes can be very hurtful to others. So, and this is how we become more mindful of our bodily action, speech, and thoughts. And this also, they said to be more careful actually with our karma, actually it's come from our practice. That's why it's important to develop present moment awareness. We have to put into practice in our daily life, everyday life. Lots of people think that I practice Dharma is only sit on the cushion, reading sutras, then I practice Dharma. Actually, the practice is whole day. 24/7, every moment that you practice. So, am I present? Am I fully, you know, be present? Lots of people, yes, they are doing washing, but their mind somewhere else. They are not with the washing. So when they're eating, they're not with eating. So, but are you truly when you're eating? Are you truly with eating? And this is all people tend to underestimate. These all small little things. They said that, you know what, you know what Achansa said? People don't get enlightened not because of people do horrible things. Most people don't do horrible things, isn't it? It's only the small things because we see that, oh, it's just something small. And this is how it's built up. And we develop that habit without knowing that because it's very subtle. And develop that. They said it's need to develop the mindfulness so you become more aware. So that's why we are mindless. That's why we are being careless about our speech, our action. So that's why if you want to look after our karma, develop a present moment awareness, strengthen our mindfulness. So another question: Moon Freedom, I love your talks and meditations. Got me through many rough times as a Buddhist and Christian. Merry Christmas and thank you so much for sharing all this with do many love from Chicago. Oh, nice. Thank you. It's very nice. So any questions or comments from the audience here? Any questions or comments? Okay. All happy and satisfied customers. So, okay. So thank you for attending this meditation session. Okay. Have a good afternoon and happy Boxing Day.